It was the year of the celebrity memoir, according to the Greater Victoria Public Library's most borrowed list, with Prince Harry's memoir Spare topping the 2023 list. It's unusual for a non-fiction book to emerge as the most popular book across all genres, said Rachel Rogers, the library's collections and technical services coordinator, but its popularity wasn't surprising given that Spare generated so much buzz and media attention before its January release. I think people were excited to get a glimpse into the life of a royal figure navigating challenges and responsibilities, she said. Released in January, the book details the Duke of Sussex's childhood and adolescence, delving into the profound effect of his mother's death. The deeply personal memoir included an inside look at his relationship with his brother, Prince William, and his father, King Charles III, and his marriage to Meghan Markle. The memoir, which was praised by some for its openness and criticized by others for including too many intimate details, became the fastest-selling non-fiction book of all time on the first day of its release in Canada, the US and the UK, according to the Guinness World Records. The popularity of memoirs appears to be driven by audiobooks, especially when narrated by the author, as in the case of Spare, Rogers said. It's that feeling of connection that they're telling their story right to you, Roger said. Other celebrity memoirs on the top borrowed list include The Woman in Me by Britney Spears, Michelle Obama's The Light We Carry, Overcoming in Uncertain Times and Friends, Lovers, and The Big Terrible Thing by Matthew Perry, who died unexpectedly in October. Many of the nonfiction books focused on health, trauma and healing, Roger said. After years living through the pandemic, people appear to be seeking wisdom to help themselves through uncertain times, she said. Atomic Habits, Tiny Changes, Remarkable Results by James Clear, which came in third on the nonfiction list this year, has been on the library's most popular list since 2020. It was exciting to see Vancouver Island author Susan Juby appear sixth on the adult fiction list with her mystery novel Mindful of Murder set on a fictional island off the coast of Vancouver Island, Roger said. Television and movie adaptations influenced readers, putting titles like Lessons in Chemistry, A Court of Thorns and Roses and The Summer I Turned Pretty on adult and teen fiction lists. Literature communities on social media, such as Book Talk on TikTok and Bookstagram on Instagram, also continue to drive readership of certain books, she said. The popularity of Fourth Wing by Rebecca Yarros, fourth on the adult fiction list, was largely fueled by Book Talk. It's that power of word of mouth that has found a new platform, Roger said. The library's most popular list includes titles in all formats, including print, e-books and audiobooks, borrowed from its 12 branches and www.gvpl.ca. Regan-Elliott at timescolonist.com